We welcome you today on Missionary Day at Southeastern Seminary. We have guests on our campus, and I want to introduce them to you. First, we have our representatives of the Foreign Mission Board, Harry Bird, and our representative from the Home Mission Board, Ron Holloway. They are here in some of our classes. They will be in the pit, I think, until this afternoon, until about 4 o'clock. Ron Holloway will be here tomorrow morning. You're invited to see them and discuss with them matters of importance to you and to them about home missions and foreign missions on this missionary day. Also, we have present with us Jim and Betty Smith, our Fletcher Professor of Missions from Israel, who are with us this semester. We're delighted that you're here on this day. Our speaker today comes to us from a global experience. If you've heard of the U.S. tour program with the Home Mission Board, if you've heard of coffee houses and beach ministries and migrant ministries and innovative efforts to reach the hungry in this nation, then you know something of our speaker today. We welcome to our campus Dr. Nathan Porter, who is our Missionary Day speaker. Dr. Porter comes to us by way of Brazil, where he grew up, was an MK. He comes to us by way of Waco, Texas now, where he lives. He comes to us by way of education at Baylor University and Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, where he earned the MDiv and the doctorate. He comes to us from a world of experience, but most of all, he comes to us giving much of his life to the challenges and opportunities to present to people in the areas of domestic hunger and migrant ministries. He is married. They have three children. And Dr. Nathan Porter, we welcome you today as our Missionary Day speaker. He has chosen for our scripture reading the selection from Luke's Gospel, chapter 4, beginning with verse 16. Luke 4, 16. He went to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue, as was his custom. And he stood up to read. The scroll of the prophet Isaiah was handed to him. Unrolling it, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, because he has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to release the oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." Then he rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the attendant, and sat down. The eyes of everyone in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began by saying to them, "Today this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." Let us pray. O Lord God, with so much bitterness and need abroad in this land and in the world, stumbling from blunder to blunder, hollow with graves, hard with hate, and hunger prevailing, may we who own the name of Jesus Christ shed abroad thy love. We this morning pray for a broader vision of the needs of all humankind and a deeper compassion to fill those needs, for a planting of the seed of concern for all humanity in our hearts, for a tapping of the wells of generosity. Help us to live together as people who have been forgiven a great debt. Help us to be gentle, walking softly with one another. Help us to be understanding, lest we shall add to the world's sorrow a cause to flow one needless tear. Help us to stand for what is right, not because it may yield dividends later, but because it is right now. Help us to be as anxious that the rights of others shall be recognized as we are that our own shall be established. Help us to be as eager to forgive others as we are to seek forgiveness. Help us to know no barriers of creed or race, that our love may be like thine, a love that sees all persons as thy children and our brothers and sisters. God, help us to be ministers of mercy and ambassadors of kindness. For Jesus' sake, amen. This morning we hear Dr. Nathan Porter address us on U.S. hunger, the church's response. Dr. Porter.
B.C. is a Stone Age character, comic character. He's standing on the beach. He's looking out toward the ocean and he's watching a raft, full sail going out with a big box on it which reads, Food for Africa. The second frame shows B.C. walking back up the beach only to stumble over a dead body holding an empty fork. That's it. This appeared on a Thanksgiving day as part of a project called Thanksgiving Day Cartoonist Hunger Project. About 200 cartoonists nationwide decided that on that particular day, they would slant all their comic strip characters toward the area of world hunger. They raised them a little money among themselves and bought ads in all the papers, indicating that people wanted to give to fight world hunger could send their money to a certain address. And then this note, any money raised will stay in the U.S. to feed hungry Americans. 1 out of 7 Americans lives in poverty. That's 12.5% of the population, 32 plus million people. But add quickly to those about 20 million additional persons who live just above the poverty line yet struggle in providing the essentials of life for themselves and their families. It isn't necessarily a racial problem. You know, all blacks, all Hispanics are poor in the United States. The majority, 2/3 of all the poor are white. It's not a northern problem and big city problem as such. The South is twice the poverty of the North. In Texas, where I live, 4 of the top 10 regions of poverty are in the state of Texas. It is a rural problem, for rural areas have a far greater percentage, 18.5% of poverty than the cities. And it is estimated by a study at the University of Michigan that there are 500,000 homeless people living in rural areas. Claude Harper is a layman deacon, First Baptist Church, Vienna, Illinois, Johnson County. He's known all his life that poverty is a reality in that county, only 10,000 people. Farms depressed, no industries moved in. Few service jobs paying minimum wage, no benefits. He went to a men's workshop, Baptist Men Brotherhood workshop in Mount Vernon, attended a conference led by a layman who had organized a food bank in Mount Vernon and now was servicing 12 distribution centers and churches where they were giving food to the poor. He came back, having discovered his mission field, Vienna, Illinois, Johnson County. He organized the Baptist men in that church that was economically depressed, struggling, having difficulty just paying the bills and the pastor's salary. And immediately organized the men. They became the distribution center for government commodities to the poor, helping also with emergency food assistance to 175 families every month. Women follow the example of the men with clothing ministry and a special ministry to families who have a woman as head of the household with no husband present. Burla Jean Clark County, Arkadelphia, Arkansas, retired as a school teacher. She was pleased that there was a good senior adult center, fantastic congregate meal, but she discovered there was no Meals on Wheels, for there wasn't budget for a van or to pay the salary and expenses for the delivery of meals. Being a Baptist woman in WMU, she saw this as a great opportunity for mission action, enlisted volunteers, 10, 4 men, 6 women, and now for over 10 years, they, the church, deliver the meals to shut-ins. Carolyn Alexander directs that program. Says if it wasn't for the work of these volunteers, some senior citizens in that county would die. Maybe not just because of poor nutrition, but from loneliness. For many, the only contact they have with an outside person is with that volunteer from the church who brings them food. Who are the poor in the United States? 51% are senior adults and children. 78% are women and children. Place 10 people here representing poverty in America. 8 of them are women or children. 2 out of 3 adults are poor are women. Half of all the families who are poor in America have a woman as head of the household with no husband present. Yet most females head of household work outside the home, but typically their jobs pay little. They have no benefits. These jobs offer little opportunity for advancement. Women in America earn 68 cents for every dollar that a man earns. Divorce is a reality in America, about 1 million last year. And in the first year after divorce, the mother's available income drops 73%, while the father's income goes up 42%. In America, a woman is one divorce away from poverty. And shocking as it is, 4 of those 10, 40% of all the poor are children. The largest segment of the poor population are kids. 1 out of 5. 12 million children have no health care in America. 1 out of 5 reaches the age of 18 is a functional illiterate, not able to read the want ads, fill out a job application, read John 3:16, or those witnessing tracts that we believe so much people are helped by in reading. Dr. Fred Loper, medical home missionary, is extremely concerned about the health crisis in America. And he states that 38 million Americans have no health care insurance. And he reminds us that only 2 in 3